How's it going, guys?
Good, how are you doing?
Oh, good. Yeah, we're back to being like, it's Friday.
Yeah, so happy.
What's going on?
Well, you want to talk movies?
Well, that sounds like a good idea.
Okay. How about if we do? Well, you know, there's quite a few coming out this weekend. There's a Good Year starring Russell Crowe. There's Harsh Times starring Christian Bale. And there's even a horror movie coming out this weekend called The Return starring Sarah Michelle Gellar. But John and I are going to tell you about the big ones, and that's Babel and Stranger Than Fiction.
Woohoo, I'm excited.
Yeah,
Babel. Of course, Jenny, the word Babel comes from an ancient Bible story. But what you probably don't know is that when translated from its original Hebrew, Babel actually means total waste of my time.
Yeah. You didn't want to see this one in the first place.
I know, he didn't. He was really...
I had an open mind.
Yeah, he did. But you know, they were pretty clever on how they did this movie, though. There's actually three different stories going on at the same time all around the world, and they bring all of that together with flashbacks and flash-forwards and flash-currents or whatever you'd call that. But the main story is really centered around Brad Pitt and Cate Blanchett. When they're a couple and they go to Morocco on vacation, well, she gets shot in the neck.
Ooh.
And that pretty much sets the tone for this whole entire movie, every scene and every character. It's all about complete and profound desperation. Everyone from a girl in Japan to a little kid in Morocco and even a nanny in the United States, they're all desperate for something. They're looking to belong or understand or find love or even just simply desperate to survive.
Snooze.
John, you and I and our movie taste are so absolutely opposite. You lack compassion, my friend.
Oh, no, I do not. Don't say that.
He really doesn't.
No.
No.
Really, though, Jenny, I liked the movie better last year, you know, when it was called Crash.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's...
Exactly the same idea. There is definitely some good filmmaking in this, and like the movie Crash, they do a great job of, you know, reminding us that whether you're an illegal immigrant or a goat rancher in Morocco or like me and Brad Pitt, you know, we're all just people. Me and Brad Pitt, we're just people, Jenny. But unlike Crash, which won an Oscar for being awesome, I like that movie because I do have compassion, young lady.
Sorry. Didn't mean to touch on such a... That was a sensitive subject.
This one, though, unlike Crash, which, like I said, I really liked it, it's, even though it's intense, it's way too long, it moves too slow, and because I have compassion, this one is just too tragic for me. It makes it an ordeal to watch, I think.
Yeah, you know, the constant desperation thing going on in this movie, it really brings you down, and there honestly isn't one happy or even hopeful part in the whole movie, and we were thinking about it, and we really couldn't even think of one person we'd recommend go see it. So on our movie night traffic light, we're going to have to rate Babel a red.
Oh,
it is a really, really well-made movie, but it is such a downer that it's not
entertaining. You would hate it, Jenny.
Yeah, well, you're right. There has to be some element of hope.
And
when there's tragedy, for sure. Because even when tragic situations come, you hopefully are able to see the good out of it and all of those things.
Exactly, yeah. This would make, like, good sensitivity training, I think, if you're a racist or something.
Oh, it's because it's just so intense.
Because it does. I mean, it does illustrate that we're all people, but it's just... painful to watch.
Okay, well, I really hope Stranger Than Fiction's good. Tell us.
Stranger Than Fiction, this is, I gotta say, Will Ferrell's most powerful and inspiring dramatic performance since, I don't know, Elf.
Oh, no, I liked Elf.
Everybody does.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jenny, it seems lately like a lot of movies that have been coming out sort of have the same theme going. You know, you've got your political stories or your war stories or even movies about magic. Well, this one's cool because it's unique. Will Ferrell, he plays a by-the-books, totally serious, boring IRS agent, and one day he starts to hear a voice. Well, he's convinced that this woman is narrating his life and that somehow he's a character in her story, you know, and that's all weird and everything, but it's not that big of a deal until the voice tells him one day that he's about to be killed.
Uh-huh.
I know, but good thing for him, the narrator, who's actually a writer, played by Emma Thompson, she has writer's block, and she hasn't figured out yet how to kill off his character. So he turns to Dustin Hoffman, who's a literary guru, for help, and Maggie Gyllenhaal, who's his love interest, and she might actually help him change his fate.
Ooh.
I really like the concept because I was just desperate for something unique and different. But even setting the kind of Twilight Zone aspect of this aside, the story itself is just really sweet and endearing. And I think Will Ferrell and Maggie Gyllenhaal make a very cute couple in this, even though I'm pretty sure me and Maggie would make a cuter couple.
I'm sure, too.
That. I'm pretty sure Will knows that as well. But Dustin Hoffman, he's great in this. I love his character in this. And even though it's definitely not a typical, you know, silly, over-the-top Will Ferrell comedy, there's some very funny, clever moments in this, too. The only real issue with it, though, is the whole Twilight Zone thing that kind of got us interested in the first place. Unfortunately, it doesn't completely pan out as much as we had hoped it would have.
Yeah, you know, we were kind of hoping for like a Sixth Sense moment or even a Truman Show moment. But on our movie night traffic light, we're going to rate Stranger Than Fiction a yellow. You do get exactly what you expect from this movie. You just don't get everything you're hoping for.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's pretty cute, but yeah.
I think Will Ferrell's going to be our next Tom Hanks, that starts out in comedy and moves into being a really great actor.
Yeah,
maybe so.
He does a good job in this.
He does.
Yeah, without being that super funny guy that he normally is, he does a good job.
Yeah, and he was in a Woody Allen movie that I saw that I enjoyed as well.
And he was more serious in that
one. Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you guys so much, Don and John, with our movie night traffic light. What's going on next week?
Well, next week we're going to go check out Fast Food Nation starring Greg Kinnear, and there's a new animated movie with singing and dancing penguins coming out called Happy Feet.
I think that looks adorable.
It looks really cute. Can't wait to see that one. But Jenny, the big one that everybody's talking about, it's coming out next week. Casino Royale, the new James Bond 007 movie.
Oh, John, are you excited?
I am excited.
Yeah, he is.
I'm pretty sure that's based on my life. So. I am the real James Bond, but let's not put that out.
You're not supposed to tell anybody that, John. You're supposed to be a secret agent.
I know. I'd never make it as a secret agent, I guess.
Well, thank you both so much for joining us this morning for our movie night traffic light. You can learn more about Don and John through our website, 929themountain.com. You click on movie night traffic light, or you can just go directly to their website, movienighttrafficlight.com. Have a wonderful weekend. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thanks,
Sounds
Jenny.
Great.
Sounds
yes,
good.
Absolutely.
Okay, awesome.
Okay, bye-bye.